I hope your pilgrimage will bring the desired results. It's a long way. So, we are ready to start now. I thought to welcome all of you once again in this beautiful Yagyashala. It's a place where a Yagya is meant to take place, Yagyashala, the place of a Yagya. And in some ways we are setting out for such an effort to make a Harinam Sankirtan Yagya. And I'm very honored to be here. It's a beautiful vista, and Krishna also helped us by sending some clouds. It can be really prakora cooking like hot. Really. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine. Everybody, Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvisesa Sunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare already now, we can just try to implement the little knowledge about Yojana, the first system, first process of chanting a little bit more with concentration. Please sit properly. You remember Prabhupada always said, sit properly, no? Sit spine straight, shoulders a little rolled back so as to open the shoulders. No, I'm serious, this is about practice now. And then watch your pronunciation. The sound should be very clear and you should hear your own chanting. When your mind goes away from the holy name, just bring it back. Just simply to the syllables. Please, let us all sing now. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. You just need to link your awareness to each one of the syllables. You're just moving with your awareness as if you read a newspaper article in Back to Godhead and just stay with your awareness on the lines, on the syllables, on the names, and let your mind not wander anywhere else. Please sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So you have now the mechanical items in place. You sit properly, you pronounce, you hear, but this is only the outer shell. Now we go a little deeper. The seva mentality, it means please accept me in your service. Once Prabhupada gave a sutra, a short sentence, he said, please accept me. You may chant like this now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Once again, everyone, by now we should be almost complete. I know some devotees are still hoping to arrive. I wanted to, in the very beginning, speak about the experiences which Bhurijam Prabhu and myself have made during our Govardhan retreats in India. Maybe 18 years ago, or I think we are in our 20th year, Bhurijam Prabhu had the idea to invite devotees under the trees of Govardhan, very idyllic, for retreats. I still remember one devotee from America, whom you know, Braj Bihari, I think he's a temple president now in Washington, D.C. He was there with the Madanga, and we had to go under barbed wire. Someone had to hold the wires up, and we were crouching like the Marines through the barbed wire into this place where there are some very ancient trees at Govardhan, and we would then sit and listen to the Bhagavatam, lectures from the Bhagavatam, and we would chant. And soon it became clear that in something was appearing in our movement, which we could call the retreat culture, because year after year we climbed under that barbed wire and went under these old trees. Now this adventurous spirit is only there in the form of a memory. We have used an ashram, Balkrishna Bhavan, and a beautiful Indian pandal in a garden nearby, the Gopinath garden. And this is not all. By year after year coming there, Giriraj Govardhan has given us a huge land, really. We have just 1 month ago purchased lots of land, more, and we are almost finished with our building, and we hope next year, not this year, next year we can invite devotees in very nice L-shaped buildings and cone-shaped buildings and bhajan kutirs and rooms with attached bathrooms for the American guests. Everything is there. And also the Indian government has given us stewardship of a piece of land which poetically includes the same trees and the same barbed wire of the old days. It's a piece of land which we have to keep green and clean. What became clear to Burijan Prabhu and myself is that by inviting devotees into this different space, India, and its Indianness, you know, the unpredictable India factor is there, we actually had started something which we want to recreate all over the world, that is a retreat culture, a place, a safe place for everyone to retreat from the world, exit, if you so want, the old habits, and discover something new about their spiritual life. This is the reason that when you come here to this retreat, you will find many new things. I agree that at times I also feel we are maybe pushing, do we say we push the envelope? You know, we do something, let me say, it appears almost to be a little forced. I'm sorry for this element. I'm by my nature not someone who wants to push the river. That is, I would like to go with a natural development, a natural development of things. But as your facilitator, I feel it is my duty to sometimes throw you into cold water, so to say. That is an expression which we have in Germany. It's when people learn to swim, they are all sitting on a mole, facing the water, and then the swimming teacher comes, and he gives, I'm sorry, it's the German culture, he gives us a little gentle inspiration on the back, and then, like little frogs, we tumble into the water, and lo and behold, have to apply what we learned. We have to swim or sink. We won't do such a thing here, although we have a lake nearby. But please allow me to somehow try to do what in the retreat culture has to take place. It's different than a festival, different than a lecture, to create something new for you to explore. Burijan Prabhu sent me a little text very early in my life. When we are betwixt and between the familiar and the completely unknown, new things can happen. There alone is our old world left behind, while we are not yet sure of the new existence. That's a good space where genuine newness can begin. Get there often and stay as long as you can by whatever means possible. This is the sacred space where the old world is able to fall apart and a bigger world is revealed. If we don't encounter liminal space in our life, we start idealizing normalcy. No? Once again, if we don't encounter this not yet space, this in-between space between the old habits and the yet unknown new, we start idealizing normalcy. The threshold is God's waiting room. Here we are taught openness and patience as we come to expect an appointment with a divine doctor. Remember, my dear devotees, my dear friends, and also my dear skeptics, how it was when you became a devotee. How exciting! Wow! How do we do this? What is this? What is that? Oh, beads, what do we do with this? No food, my God, no. You mean no meat? Is it possible to survive? Remember this, and remember how you quickly adopted yourself into this and became a traveler on the path of the blissful human beings, in theory. Mm. But all too soon in our lives, we may have left the world behind in our mind, but the world has stuck to us. And again, as those who are knowing this movement and who know the stories and narratives behind the blissful face, no, there is a tendency that material life again comes in and lacks spiritual practice all too often substitutes our initial enthusiasm, our initial hope, our burning eagerness to become devotees. And we have maybe also started idealizing normalcy. Last year, before I went on a pilgrimage, someone sent me a letter of Srila Prabhupada, written in 74. The letter said something like this. I can remember now. I have now given you everything, but I'm fearing that you are missing the point, which is to become lovers, which is to become mad for Krishna. Instead, there is big talk, and I'm still thinking how to solve this. This movement is about developing a lost relationship, a relationship through Krishna. And the main sadhana or practice to do this is to turn to Krishna by chanting the holy name. In this first workshop, we are going to, I want to just repeat the basic things which you will most probably have heard, and therefore I just want to rush through them. Have you noted when I said during the kirtan, sit properly, pronounce, and listen, have you noted how all of a sudden something happened with the atmosphere? It became more intense, the kirtan became louder, maybe more intense, and so on. It was just a small little tune in, which brought you out of your normal habit of just singing. Okay, that's what we do in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra movement. Someone sings, we follow. And all of a sudden you hear, pronounce. Listen. Oh, yeah, I should listen. And immediately a shift of consciousness takes you to a deeper place. So, therefore, I have been in situations where Prabhupada was chanting with us, and he would tell us, sit properly. I still remember my brother was sitting like this. I'm not sure if I can do this, like having the knees. Let me try this. Is it socially acceptable? Yes, like this. No? Prabhupada went on the Vyasa-san, and he said, don't sit like this. And he also pulled his leg like this. My brother was, don't sit like this. Sit properly. Because by aligning the spine, having a straight position, you send a signal to your mind of focus and concentration. The self-development movement, of which I have a lot of contact with, tells you in the morning, if you want your day to be successful, take on a power position. You know, it's not ideal for devotees. I'm just bringing a point here. Not that you should now do this. I think that American boxer talent, Muhammad Ali, Mr. Muhammad Ali, you know, he would walk like this into the ring, and already he had won. Now everyone thought, no, I'm not. It's power position. He enthused himself, and he weakened his boxing opponent with his confidence. Sit properly sends a signal to yourself that I'm now fully with this. I'm giving myself entirely into it. Then a good pronunciation means attentiveness. We say when someone slurs in his language, or I often have this because I'm not so good in English. When someone talks very fast, I'm saying, please say it again. And the person goes, okay, you now need to listen to me very carefully. And immediately, by proper the person properly pronounces now, he becomes aware of what he says. He will not say anything on anything. Immediately there is care and attention given. So therefore we pronounce properly the Maha Mantra. And of course, we have to listen to the sound vibration, because so much in mantra technology is about receiving the sound through proper oral reception. This is a Prabhupada's way of saying it. You receive the sound through the oral channel, and then it can do something with you. When you don't pronounce the mantra properly, then the sound cannot do its magic on you. That is what you do with the body. Now comes the mind. Much more important than the body is the mind. The mind needs to be present. It needs to be focused. Or as Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yato yato nischalati. Wherever the mind goes, due to its restless nature, from there one should certainly take the mind back and bring it under the control of the self. You may know my father is one of the directors of the German railway, and therefore I have a natural relationship to the railway. And I like to go for preaching. Gokrishna and myself often go in the railway, because it's such comfortable riding. You can ride, you can sleep if you need to, you can read a good book, you can be for yourself. There are quiet zones in German railways where no one speaks. You can chant in there. Not very loud, but softly enough for you to hear. It's a very nice way. Now, when I stand on the platform waiting for my train to Frankfurt, I often go, where we have our temple and where we have programs and retreats and so many things. I need to make sure that for the time when the train comes in, I need to really enter the train. If I miss that, the train will go without me somewhere else. I mean, I will stay and the train will go without me to Frankfurt. In the same way, my dear devotees, when you chant and you don't enter the chanting with your mind, the kirtan or the japa session goes somewhere, it leaves you where you are. It does not pick you up, it does not move you, it does not transport you to the realm of Krishna consciousness. I find this is maybe the greatest problem for the beginner chanter. He has chanted so often the mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. The mind knows already, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. What do we do today? Oh yes, we go somewhere. We have to meet this. Oh, this phone call. Yes, 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 yes. What will I tell this rascal? The mantra is somewhere where your mind, while your mind has not entered the train of chanting, and you are left behind in your own little, very, very insignificant world. That is a great problem. A great problem. In some ways, when we do things again and again and again, we are not conscious of what we do. I can imagine if I would ask Jai Krishna, the still temple president of New Vrindavan, changes are to happen, but he has driven from his house to the temple. If I asked him now, you know, what went on for you as you were driving the car from your home to the temple door? You know, what were you? What? How did you make your turn? Was it easy? And what when you came to the bumpy place? What did you experience then? He would say, "I have no idea, Maharaj. I do this every day, three times or four times. I don't notice anything any longer. It's because I'm doing it so often. It's called unconscious proficiency, maybe, or something like this. You are no longer aware or conscious when you do something like car driving. A new person who drives a car will notice every bump in the road and every turn and every traffic light and everything about the car. Someone who does it daily by driving to his job, for instance, doesn't have a clue of anything. He is somewhere else, at his working place. He is somewhere at his difficult relationships or his easy relationships. He is somewhere with his mind. And this happens with the chanting. You all know the chanting. You have heard it a million times, and yet again you have gone to kirtans. The problem with this is good in one sense, but like all things in the world, they have their other side. It can also be very disempowering. You can really be absent-minded when you chant. And this, I feel, is happening to many. Therefore, I always make sure in my kirtans, I stop the kid and say, "You are not chanting. I'm sorry. You didn't come for this to this kirtan. You wanted to make a spiritual experience. So sit properly." I'm addressing you, by the way. Please sit properly. And take your beads. We will chant now around together. As you will chant, pronounce the mantra properly, and then listen to yourself. And I will remind you at times, please let us start now. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama, Rama Rama.
Please continue. Chant a little softer. Krishna Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
watch your pronunciation.
Krishna
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Please continue.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Sit straight.
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Open your shoulders. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Please continue. Now listen to yourself. Don't just hear. Listen. Hearing is one thing. Listening means to hear with attention.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Okay, thank you very much. This signal means it is either the start or the end of an exercise. Please now continue to chant in your own speed, on your own. Just go through these three parameters: sitting properly, pronouncing properly, and listening. Listening is entirely different from hearing. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Now we will go into the deeper aspects of chanting. It's part two, and if you wish to have more tips on these, how to align body, mind, and heart for your japa practice and kirtan practice, I would like to refer you to the Living Name book, which is has just arrived fresh from the press. It still smells like fresh baked bread. So good. So it will be available here. I don't know when and where, but you will for sure find out. Now, my dear devotees, if we would just be yoga people, instructions in these categories would suffice. But we are devotees. We look for a relationship, which is called in Sanskrit, sambandha. The first, very first area of Vaishnava philosophy is Sambandha Tattva. It teaches you the relationship with who you are, who God is, who you are in relationship with the world, how to operate. And then comes Abhideya, the practice, and then Prayojana Tattva, the highest goal. So, as Vaishnavas, we need to bring some Sambandha in this, and I think here devotional service or the seva starts. We usually think always in relationship. I'm his son, I'm her mother, I'm their japa, I'm their japa facilitator, or I'm their guest, or I'm sitting in the floor. We have a very substantial relationship with the floor. We sit on it. Thus our position in this world and also beyond is always relative to another person or object. So during japa, we need to also enter into a relationship with Krishna, where we feel, I belong to you. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has taught in Harinam Chintamani that unless and until we enter into a relationship with Krishna while chanting, our chanting is only a shadow. Therefore, he has helped us with three meditations which we will do. Here comes the first. I am atomic particle of consciousness and Krishna's eternal servant. Huh? Please accept me in your service. This teaches us a little bit who we are. Can you see it? No, yes, middle. The chanter is sitting here and he reflects on who I am. You know, we speak about self-development and self-improvement on the spiritual path, not on the material path. Material path is, you know, you just click on the internet and you find many talented speakers who teach you how to develop physical resilience, mental sharpness, and the ability to cope very nicely in relationships and so on. Fine and good. But who, when you speak of self-development, can you answer a question? Who are you really? Who are you when everything falls away that is not you? Ooh, this is an interesting question. And this question at once brings us to that spiritual essence of ourselves. So for Vaishnavas, I'm an atomic particle of consciousness and Krishna's eternal servant. This is a Bhaktivinoda, pure Bhaktivinoda Thakur, letter by letter. Next point. You now have to relate to Krishna. This, by the way, you don't have to copy. We have printed for you a summary of this retreat. It's a practice sheet, your living name practice sheet, and we distribute it to you as our heart-to-heart gift. No? It will be given to you quite soon. I think tomorrow we will distribute. The next thing, Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. And the third, it brings your, this was a relationship to Krishna, first relationship to yourself, who I am, then relationship to Krishna. Then the third, this world, the material world, is a house of correction, meant to reform, I'm getting so enthusiastic, my voice gets in the higher frequencies. The material world is a house of correction, meant to reform my tendency to remain absent in our relationship. This world teaches you Krishna is the only shelter. You may find relief in friendships. You may find relief in a good American house with good hot and warm shower. You may find relief in talking and being entertained on internet, from the relief from boredom. You might find relief in the supermarket from hunger. Be careful of overeating, though. But you will be bored again. You will be disturbed again. You will be hungry again. Shelter is something else. Shelter is where the boat of your life, after a stormy ride, finds a safe harbor and a holding context in the arms of God. That is something else. That is soothing the soul. That is fulfilling the spiritual need. So the material world teaches you this. And I think our older devotees who had all their share of disappointment, who had their share of illnesses, who had their share of being misunderstood, who had their share of internet propaganda. It's quite tough in Kali Yuga. They understand. Ultimately, you have to go to Krishna to find shelter. And once you do, you feel very nice. So these are the three meditations which we will do now. For those who are visually oriented, we have them all at one piece. But I will now ask you to do your first living name meditation. By the way, I'm always looking. Vrindavan? Yeah. Could you just check these windows? Are they all open? Yeah. Whatever is the capabilities of these windows, for mercy, we will use that. So I want to now make a little meditation with you. How are you? Are you tired or are you alert? Alert? Otherwise, I have an energizing exercise where you will sweat. Should we get some energy? I see our Brahmachari Maharaj needs some energy. All right. But this is only because I want you to go deep. It is a little, you know, this is a... there is one problem with me. I have something here, so this has to be open. It has to be closed. So my dear devotees, just so that we can really meditate and we are not struggling with tiredness, I will give you an energy exercise, but I request you to not laugh. Let us keep it serious. We are men and women in one room. We want a gracious, dignified atmosphere here. It will be, however, quite something. All right. I will show you. Watch me. This is the quickest way to energize the body and the mind. It is very useful. I can imagine doing heavy meetings would also lighten the atmosphere. On an inhale, just watch me first. With you have your fists like this, then you only watch me. You need to first understand what to do. You go up and open. No, only nose breathing. And then on an exhale, with a traction, as if you're pulling yourself up a bar, you come down. Please continue to watch. I can see the restless energy. Let's go, Maharaj. We are with you. Yes. 10 seconds. So, and those who want to increase the effect, they jam the elbow here. It puts a nerve and nerves, and you are wired in a new way. Matajis, be careful. Heart patients, don't go too high. with your arms. But if you want energy, this is that. Okay, ready? Hari Prasad, ready? Good. Very serious, extremely serious. We will now increase the speed. Five more. Okay. Place your hands now. No talking, no laughing. Men place their left hand under the navel and the right hand on it, and the ladies vice versa. Right hand down, left hand over it. And just breathe normally. You might already feel how subtly, on a microelectric dimension in your body, some rewiring takes place. Three more breaths in and out, and get ready for your second round. Okay. Please continue. If you are a heart patient, don't go all the way up. This exercise will get fresh oxygen within you. But more than that, it will rewire you. And we do a little sprint. Five more. Okay, bring your hands just slightly under your navel. Men, place the left hand first, then the right hand over the left hand. Ladies, go the other way. Let your breath calm down now. Sit tall with the spine erect. Place your palms facing upward on your knees. Continue to breathe consciously in and out. A good inhale. Good exhale. We will count our inhale breath and outhale breaths now. In 2, 3, 4, hold, out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In, 2, 3, 4, hold. Out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In, 2, 3, 4, hold. Out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In, 2, 3, 4, hold. Out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Continue now to breathe as it comes normal for you. And in this way, your mind will become calm and focused. Calm and focused. Should any distracting thoughts arise, no problem. Let them go gently. If feelings come, good or bad, let them gently go just like they have arisen. When you feel centered, calm, and focused, envision in your mind's eye these truths. I am an atomic particle of consciousness and Krishna's eternal servant. Yes, I'm categorically different from the body and the mind. I'm a tiny soul. I'm an eternal, blissful, spiritual being. In the truest sense, I'm a part of Krishna. Now move to the second meditation. Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. For so long I have invested in so many relationships. Friends, family. But now I understand that Krishna is my only master and my only true friend. Now move to the third meditation. The material world is a house of correction, meant to reform my tendency to remain absent in our relationship. The only purpose of the material world, really, is to teach me to connect and be present in my identity as Krishna's servant. Now, where you have brought your spiritual identity into your awareness, sing this kirtan and let your kirtan singing come alive with bhakti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As we continue with this kirtan, try to envision the three truths. If you need help to remember them, there is a slide on the modern TV set which reminds you of the three powerful affirmations which put you in the right spot. And then chant with a desire to be engaged in service. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, everybody, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One last time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, give yourself time to come back to what we could call room awareness. Srila Jiva Goswami describes that as a devotee chants the holy name, he will do something like mantrachta chintanam. Chintanam means to think, to be aware, and mantrata is the mantra, and the achta means the meaning of the mantra. So while we chant the Maha Mantra, we are aware of the meaning of the Maha Mantra. There are the mantras, like mantras which we chant for Lord Rama or for Lord Nrsingadev. And as devotees chant those mantras, they similarly do not only pronounce the various mantras, but they become aware of the meaning of the mantra, and in this way connect with the deity of the mantra. So the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra addresses two, Radha and Krishna. And therefore, when chanting, a devotee becomes aware of the meaning of this. Prabhupada gave us a very direct meaning, very nice to meditate about. Yes, correct. My dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. Now, various Vaishnava acharyas have found other meanings in the holy name and have offered beautiful meditations to chant with them. There is, I know, one book I saw 6 different meanings. And the end of Harinam Chintamani Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers still another meditation. But of all the meanings which he recommends, one meaning stands supreme, the meaning of which is offered by Gopal Guru Goswami. Do you know about Gopal Guru? Some of you know, yes. He was a little boy, 8 years old, and he once saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walking to the, in America we would say, restroom. Yes. I when I first heard this, I looked for a bed. Because I was highly intrigued by this concept of a restroom, but I was all the more disappointed to find out you and I had innocently opened the door and, what is this? How will I sleep properly? And now I know. Restroom. In some ways, he responds to the atmosphere, the peacock. Anyway, so Mahaprabhu was going there and he was biting his tongue. Gopal Guru said, what are you doing? I'm keeping my tongue from continuing to chant. Why? I'm going to this dirty place, the restroom. Gopal Guru said 2 things. The holy name is always pure, just like the sun, which can never be affected by the stink and the dirt of an otherwise unclean room. The holy name cannot be influenced by our dirt, our toxic dirt, nor by the dirt in the mind. Quite the opposite. The holy name, just like the sun, purifies even an impure place. Especially the mind is purified, the heart is purified. That is the first point. Mahaprabhu was already becoming quite excited. What a good point. He said, you never know when you die. Maybe you die on the while visiting the restroom. So, therefore, chant always. When Mahaprabhu heard this, he was so intrigued. He took the little boy who was known as Gopal on his lap and said, "You are my guru. From now on, your name should be Gopal Guru, not just Gopal. It is insufficient. Gopal Guru describes who you are, my teacher." And when he grew up, he developed a school, an ashram. Those who are readers of Jiva Dharma know he comes up in Jiva Dharma. And this was very much about contemplation. Gopal Guru became a mystic, you know. When he had died, he was so accomplished when he was died. When he had died, he had been placed on the funeral pyre, and the fire was held to the funeral pyre. When suddenly his favorite disciple, Dhyan Chandra, said, "No, no, 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 no." There had been a problem. The Siddha Bakula tree had been the tree under which Haridas Thakur had chanted, the sacred tree, had been singled out by the king's men as wood to build the Ratha Yatra car. Dhyan Chandra had been trying to avert this, and he had said, "This is not the king's property. It's my guru's ashram." "Who's your guru?" "Gopal Guru." "But he's dead." So Dhyan Chandra had hurried to the funeral pyre where his guru was lying, ready to be cremated, and he took the feet and he said, "Don't go, don't go, you need to clarify some managerial detail." And Gopal Guru rose. He looked around. His consciousness returned fully into his body. He descended, he came down from the funeral pyre, and he solved everything. "I'm the holder of this lineage. This is the ashram which was bestowed upon me by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There is the deity which the Lord gave us. It is all very clear. I'm saying the truth." And it was solved. It was solved. Property issue was solved. He was accomplished. Even when he was cremated, disciples visited him and he was in Vrindavan. He was not limited by birth and death like we ordinary souls are limited. And he gave other meditations, and I would like to single out two of them because we will do them very soon. I have to see now where we are. 20. Here. "O Radha, please capture my inner heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life. And, O Krishna, please may I develop taste for you." I would like to do this into a japa session. Usually the japa session takes, if I have enough time, 2 hours. But we want to put it into the frame of this workshop. I would like to you all to chant one round now. We will chant it first in one speed. Mm-hmm. Sit straight. Roll your shoulder back. Really, it's so important for the oxygen to go to your brain so that we don't have the half-dead Japa man or Japa woman. You can do this by, watch me please, bring your shoulders up to your ears and then roll them back like this. Oh, can you see how it opens your shoulder? It will relieve you from all neck tension, give you fresh oxygen, and more than anything, help you to stay alert. Now on a signal, we will chant in one round. We will chant in one voice. Hare Krishna, Hare. No, I have tricked you. I said on a signal, this is a signal. You are so much automats, you Hare Krishna, Hare Ramas, that you don't even are very alert. I have to, excuse me, give your showers of forgiveness to me, but I want to bring you to a different space. So on a signal, this is called a signal. When the signal is not there, it means you hear. Only when the signal comes, you start. No. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. A little softer, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Full attention. O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Another meaning.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
O Radha, please capture my inner heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life. O Krishna, please, may I develop taste for you.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We will now chant in our own speed. We will see projected on the screen a few meanings, three meanings, one that which Prabhupada gave us, and then the two Gopaguru Goswami meanings. From time to time, as you chant japa, you may look on these meanings, whatever is there on the screen, and try to infuse your chanting with devotional intent. Infuse your chanting with a devotional intention for service. Please, now on your own speed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please continue. Try to chant with an awareness of the meaning, the plea or request for service. We will ask you to rate yourself how well you have done in this exercise, which is maybe new for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Thank you very, very much. It's really a pleasure to be with you. I can, you know, I have an advantage of a viewpoint which you don't have. You have to see me all the time, I'm sorry, but I can see the variety of you all the time and see how you are really going into this. See, what we have done so far is just working a little bit with very slight tips which we have gleaned or taken from our scriptures, and we have worked a little bit with our practice, and by doing this we hopefully, maybe not already now but at the end of the retreat, I can guarantee you you would have to be a stone if nothing happens to you, which no one of us is. What we are doing now is we are really moving out of our habits. Habits are deeply ingrained, repetitive modes of behavior which imprison us, which make us unfree. And by just doing a few things, very simple things, we are releasing our practice from the, let me say, tyranny of habits and bringing it to a more freer expression, a more lively or devotional expression. But I'm very sure that some of us need still a little prompting, and therefore I request you now to find a partner, just the one who sits next to you. Matajis go with Matajis, men with men. I will give you a little... I know some of you think, oh, what is this seminar stuff? I like only one-dimensional talking. But it is good if you get two-dimensional and three-dimensional habits. It will all assist you to develop something new. So please, everyone, find a partner just next to you. And I will give you then a task. I will actually go with Amala Harinam. I will go with Amala. You have you found someone? Good. Yes. So, Hare Krishna, now the task. Who of you has not yet found his or her partner? Please raise your hand, and while you raise your hand, look around for another lonely soul. And team up with them. Good. So everyone has found a partner. There's one person, not yet. Anutama invites you, or is it found? They found each other. Good. Everyone found someone. Now, this exercise will remain, will mean you are silent in the first part. I have a question to each one of you. How well did you do in applying these new things? It's unfortunately important, especially for us who are doing things again and again the same way. And we have an inner resistance to overcome for trying new things. And this Living Name Retreat will only be 50% effective for you if you don't really consciously break an old habit and go into a new one. You will not learn something new. So I will have to ask you the uncomfortable question. Rate yourself on a list of 1 to 10 how good you were in applying the last new technique, that is being mindful of the meaning of the mantra while you were chanting. 1 would be very lousy, 10, I was excellent, 5 would be in between, in the twilight zone, and 6 is like, I think it's clear, isn't it? How well did you do in applying this particular technique? Oh, I know it's uncomfortable. By the way, we look for honesty here, no? Integrity. Exemplary integrity. And then, yes, don't laugh about us. We are trying our best. Then I will give you the second assignment for a moment. Just it will be very brief. It takes for the human mind 30 seconds and it knows everything. How well did you think while you chanted this one round about the meaning of what you were doing? Mindful chanting. Start to think now in silence. Now, this is the end. Now tell your neighbor what you could do to start chanting in a more aware way. You could, for instance, say, well, I could go before the deities and look at the deities and see the deities. Or if I'm traveling or if I'm not where deities are, a good picture of them. Or I could think of Krishna. Something we want to now get out of a habit. So, and don't say, I could become a pure devotee overnight. And realistically, something which is doable. Tell your neighbor and be honest. Please don't tell them, oh, I'm not into all these things, because you came to this Living Name retreat. You better are you. Do you see? I'm trying to help you to develop new habits, and the Hare Krishnas are the toughest audience I've ever met in my preaching career when it comes to improving from one state to another. I've never seen such tough audiences. It's an holy laziness which they have developed. Start now.
Please allow me. I was also not doing so well because for me it's I have to think of everyone.
Right.
And I'm here not just a retreat participant. I'm Bosha facilitator. So. And you know I need to first push the lazy mass forward.
I'm part of it. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So for Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. My dear devotees, once Albert Einstein was asked about a definition of madness. And I want to repeat it for you. It was either madness or craziness. Insanity. Shukravaha, can you please watch that I say it properly? Insanity is to keep on doing the same things and expect... You prompt me. So insanity means...
Doing the same thing over and over
and expecting to get a different result. It's a nice point. Once again, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Now someone may say, but isn't that what sadhana is all about? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, if you do perfectly like this, but if you're not yet perfect in your sadhana, you might have to correct a few things so that you do it properly and that it works properly on you. And that's what this is all about. Of course, keep on doing chanting. That is clear, I think. So, yes. So, I will... leave you now, or we will leave each... what is it? We will complete this. It has come to the end. Once again, thank you a millionfold. Really, you're very serious, but I don't think you're yet in the habit breaker space. And you need to think a little bit about it in the pause. What is it that keeps you... holding back? Is it a misfortune? Is it arrogance? Is it whatever? American comfort zone? I request you to think about it mildly and don't worry. All this is shastric. All this is good stuff. It is something which will help you something. But I must tell you, as your facilitator, you can still improve. And I think you saw it yourself when you were sharing about rating yourself, how much you participate at the present moment. Rebellions come up. You will feel, oh my God, I have idealized normalcy. I have accepted being stuck as my modus vivendi, my way of life. Oh no, you will see, oh, maybe I really lack faith that I can change. Or maybe this process is a little over-exaggerated. The holy name is not what it is what it is said. 1 hour a day, I believe it, when I happen to be in a lecture. You know, you will have to find out the dark spots so that you can come to the brighter scene in your life. And you have to be willing to do that and not rebellious. As many of us are we lonely wolves who have decided to really walk our private life
all alone. And spiritual life with chanting is definitely the most private area of our concern, being with Krishna. We are lonely wolves, but here Sadhu Sangha, new inspirations are going to trickle down or shower down, depending on how much strength I will use. It's not up to me how much, what develops in this space. One last thing before Gopi Manjari is getting it good. Gopi Manjari. We have one very dear godbrother of mine, Damodar Prabhu. Damodar? Yes. Damodar Prabhu is please get up, Damodar. Damodar does a service to the Vaishnava where he reads with a most charismatic and charismatic, not most powerful voice, the books of Srila Prabhupada. And you can download his work for free. I will give him the microphone here. Or do you have him? No.
I guess that's about as good as it's going to get, huh?
Doesn't get better.
Just, here we go. Much better.
Not this, yeah.
So, thank you, Maharaj. Actually, for those of you who were here at the same retreat last year, Maharaj welcomed myself and another devotee to make an announcement. We had a table down in front of the temple during the weekend advertising Bhaktivedanta Vedic Library. And we were enticing people to come there by giving out recordings of Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I wasn't directed to set up a table down there this year, and I only follow instructions. So maybe a table will happen, maybe not. And then I thought to myself, because Maharaj has expressed to me in the past that he's a big fan of the Chaitanya Bhagavat recording, I thought, well, I can't let the weekend go by without doing some Chaitanya Bhagavat distribution. So when you walk out of here today, I'll just have this basket set up there on the chair. You can take a card. We've got plenty of cards. It's just to remind you about the website. And I went home and I scrounged up four Chaitanya Bhagavat recordings. However, I'll be talking to the guy that burns these for me this afternoon, and maybe by Sunday at the close of this program, I'll have some more available. So thank you again, Maharaj, and Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So he will be at the exit. Another thing, maybe I say this at the end. You please speak, Gopi Manjari.